You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlau. Steep increases in gas prices over the past week, but that's to be expected. Melissa Kay tells us why.
Gas prices jumped over 19 cents during the past week for an average of $3.05 today. This is 20.4 cents higher than a month ago, but more than 34 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say the spike in prices has nothing to do with politics or tariffs, which remain paused. The jump was driven by the final step in the transition to summer gasoline across much of the nation, which happens every year. Demand remains low, and we're not likely to see major increases with the ongoing economic uncertainty in the country, at least for now.
And it's pothole season, which is Mother Nature's way of testing our suspension. With the crazy ups and downs and temperatures we experience in spring, it tears up our streets. Now, potholes are made primarily from the water seeping into the pavement and weakening the soil underneath it. Then the freeze and thaw makes it worse, because as water freezes, it expands and breaks the pavement. Then it melts, there's a void, and we drive right over it, ripping it apart further. And any driver who spots a pothole can report it to their county's highway department. And if your car does get damaged from a pothole, the state or county is not liable for your damages. You'll have to get a hold of your insurance company for that. And hitting a pothole can cause costly damage to your car's tires, wheels, suspension, and alignment. So always scan the road so you can spot a pothole. And also pay attention to water melting from a snowbank, because that can mask it and make it hard to see just how deep and damaging the pothole really is. And a recent report found Wisconsin's roads ranked 26th in overall road cost effectiveness and condition. The state jumped 7 spots in rankings, which cover road and bridge safety, pavement quality, and cost effectiveness. The state's worst category was urban arterial pavement condition, where it ranked 44th in the country. Abortion has been top of mind for many voters casting early ballots in the race for the seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Joanne Krulatz explains.
The winner of the April 1st election could hold the power to determine the fate of future litigation in Wisconsin over abortion, because the outcome of the race will decide whether liberals or conservatives hold a majority on the state's highest court. Democrats are hoping voters will be motivated by the potential revival of an abortion ban from 1849, a law enacted before women could serve in the legislature.
And whether you're voting absentee or on election day, there are some deadlines that you need to be aware of. Lisa Hale tells us more.
If you haven't already mailed your absentee ballot back in at this point, don't. Instead, take the ballot to a drop box or your local clerk's office in person, because things can be delayed in the mail and all absentee ballots must be received by the clerk's offices by 8 p.m. on April 1st. Clerks are recommending hand delivery during the week leading up to the election. Friday, March 28th is the deadline to register to vote in this election if you haven't done so already. Also, Wisconsin does allow same-day registration while voting at poll locations. For information on your polling place and absentee deadlines, visit myvote.wi.gov.
And the DPI has unveiled a site to track federal funding impacts. The page provides real-time updates, critical information, and resources related to federal funding for public schools and libraries across Wisconsin. Available tools also include real-time updates on current funding cuts at the federal level and an interactive map to view data specific to your school district. Resources also include personalized flyers that highlight the effects of federal funding for each district. More information is available on the DPI's website. A group funded by billionaire Elon Musk is offering Wisconsin voters $100 to sign a petition in opposition to activist judges. Joanne Krulatz tells us more.
The move comes 2 weeks before the state's high-stakes nonpartisan Supreme Court election and after Musk's Political Action Committee made a similar proposal last year in Battleground State. Musk Political Action Committee, America PAC, announced the petition in a post on X Thursday night. The campaign for Susan Crawford, the Democratic-backed candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court, says Musk is trying to buy votes ahead of the April 1st election. Musk and Republicans back Crawford's opponent, Brad Schimmel.
And Elon Musk's Tesla Corporation has a case moving through the Wisconsin courts. Here's Lisa Hale with the details.
A case filed by Tesla in Outagamie County Circuit Court will not be tried in Appleton. Wisconsin has a law that prohibits factory stores from owning and operating dealerships, and Tesla wants an exception to that law. Circuit Court Judge Mitchell Metropoulos said on Monday that it makes more sense for the case to be heard where Tesla currently has showrooms, in Madison or in Milwaukee, not in Appleton, where a potential dealership might open. Currently, Wisconsinites who want to purchase a Tesla have to travel to Illinois or Minnesota to pick the vehicle up.
And we've got a shuttle bus from Wausau to the NFL Draft in Green Bay next month. Visit Wausau says overnight visitors and local residents will get the opportunity to skip the hassle of driving in traffic and trying to find parking. They partnered with Lamers, leaving Wausau every day and returning each night. And you can reserve your seats now. It's a comfy motor coach and costs $65 per seat before the end of the month. After that, prices go up to $70 through mid-April, and then it's $75 for those last-minuteers. Democrats in the Wisconsin Assembly are again proposing an economic bill of rights. But Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the resolution's authors are not really serious. Joanne Krulatz tells us more.
It's a resolution similar to one the legislature's minority party has proposed for the past several years to codify rights related to employment and collective bargaining, public education and child care, and a clean, sustainable environment, among others. During a press conference at the Capitol last Thursday, Representative Francesca Hung of Madison said she reached out to Republican lawmakers and was disappointed there was not interest. Hung said Democratic legislators represent Republicans, Democrats, and constituents in between and know that this is what all of them deserve. But Voss said neither his office or those of other Republican leaders were contacted.
And the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning residents about ghost tax preparers, with just 21 days to go until the filing deadline. Here's Lisa Hale with the details.
According to the organization, ghost tax preparers refers to individuals who are not certified to prepare tax returns, but still do it, submitting the documents as if the taxpayer had filed them on their own. If any issues arise with the tax return, the taxpayer could appear to be the guilty party to the IRS. Residents should be wary of people offering quick refunds and large returns and review their tax documents personally.
And scammers may call or text you claiming you owe taxes and demand immediate payment. Remember, the IRS will never call or demand payment without first mailing a bill. They will never threaten to arrest, deport, or revoke your driver's license either. And the IRS will also not demand payment in the form of a gift card or wire transfer. And they won't ask for credit or debit card details over the phone either. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks lose to the Suns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fall to the Phoenix Suns 108-106. Milwaukee had designed a play to get the ball to Brook Lopez for the winning shot, but A.J. Green bumped into Giannis, who was trying to set a pick. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, A.J. kind of went too early. Knocked Giannis off strikes. We wanted Giannis to come up. Then he was supposed to pick Brook, and Brook was going over, so it is what it is.
It's the first time the Suns head coach Mike Budenholzer had faced the Bucks since they fired him 2 years ago. The Suns players telling reporters they wanted to win this one for Coach Bud.
There's a lot of history there, and so, you know, I think the most important thing is our players, and, you know, if they gave a little extra for me, that would be great. Good to get the win. You know, they're a great team, a lot of great players, a lot of respect for them. I'm just happy for our players, really, to be honest with you.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up spring training with a 4-2 win over the Rockies. Milwaukee with a 16-14 record in Cactus League play. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Film Festival fans, this is for you. Tickets are currently on sale for the upcoming films at the Wisconsin Film Festival. The Wisconsin Film Festival runs from April 3rd through the 10th. They typically offer over 150 films, including 35mm restored film classics, independent films, great personal appearances from well-known filmmakers and actors, and most importantly, outstanding movies from Wisconsin's own filmmakers. Check out the Wisconsin Film Festival website and see what you like. The new Robert De Niro film, The Alto Knights, was a disappointment to critics and now at the box office. Despite heavy hitters like De Niro playing two gangster roles and a script from the prolific Nicholas Pileggi, the film is a total bust after barely taking in $3 million against a $45 million budget. There is a long road ahead for profitability, but it will probably never happen. Conan O'Brien hosted the Oscars a few weeks ago to rave reviews, and now he is the recipient of an Oscar-style award for comedians. The talk show host received the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor, which is the closest thing comedians get to a prestigious award. Appearing with O'Brien to show their support were fellow comedians Will Ferrell, Sarah Silverman, and John Mulaney. The event took place at the Kennedy Center, where comedians poked fun at Conan and the president. Conan is on board to host the Oscars again in 2026. The Mark Twain Prize for American Humor was started in 1997. If you're looking for a new drug caper thriller series to watch, consider giving the show Dope Thief a look. Three episodes are currently available on Apple TV. Two friends play Robin Hood and pose as DEA agents to rip off low-level drug dealers until they make a mistake and steal from the wrong outfit. The show is executive produced and directed by Ridley Scott, among others. New episodes of Dope Thief drop on Apple TV Friday nights. Last weekend's box office was a bit of a disappointment despite a really big release. Disney's live-action version of Snow White, called Disney's Snow White, brought in $44 million at the domestic box office, but that was considered an underperformance for the classic. The film that stars Rachel Zegler pulled in another $44 million from various markets overseas as well. Arriving in second place this past weekend was the spy thriller Black Bag. The Steven Soderbergh film raked in about $4.5 million in its second week, bringing it to a total of just under $15 million. Close behind at number three is another Disney film, the resilient Captain America Brave New World, which brought in $4 million in its sixth week of release. The film starring Anthony Mackie as the superhero has somehow managed to overcome mediocre to poor reviews and shown some staying power. Rounding out the top five from last weekend were Novocaine and Mickey 17, which both brought in a little over $3 million. New releases are just around the corner, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the low 40s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight into the low 20s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 40s. Then on Thursday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.